high above uni's green surrounding fields, a space once nursery, then schoolroom, yields to second childhood. Little chair and desk are gone. Gone, too, the blackboards with Dantesque or Yeatsian systems. Random colored blocks spell rat or man. Above a shut toy box, Robert's own full-length self-portraits hung, paintbrush hovering, smocked in white, a young, sad clown. The room is airless. Unlit gauze draperies, a tasseled pink cord draws, erect a limp ghost pyramid. Within, our friend lies as if sleeping, knees to chin. Then the angelic intern of his dream glides into semblance on one downward beam.
Ah, babe, I, Michael, whose domain is light, bring you the first of five gifts, sight.
In either hand, he bears a sparkling orb of empire the wee numbskull must absorb.
Now, poet, hand, decor, a mirror, run, face it to your painted wall, turn on the sun.
We do. The fresco springs to life.
Aha, child, landscape, sea and sky, are you ready? Answer.
Aye.
Yes, you see. Tell us.
Lord, these blear eyes look past two red knobs.
Your small, unborn knees.
Ah, Lord, Lord, not that, please.
Child, look long on it, your small, vital impediment.
Poor foot, poor foot.
Child, that is your upward step. Before you limped, now hobbled, you will leap. Next.
Lord, red liquid walls, a trailing cord.
Child, your first chord.
And all this, Lord, against the painted scene of where I am no longer and have not yet been.
Yes, child. The second gift will be brought in upon the morrow by my twin. Now, blessed ones, you three may speak of mortal things. Our child can see.
He goes. The nursery is once more a room, only we can't make out the portrait's eyes. And Robert again himself. Was this, we wonder, his first experience of the new womb? Or my first sense of it. This whole long time, my old soul training here up to new tricks, a little unknown bod was 266 days in residence. Michael is sublime. All this both real and imaginary, but on his first word, babe. A babe I was, floating, warm and languid. Then on sight, two stabbing red glows shot into my head, and there before me shone your scene, and I was in that moment both unborn and born. Go on. What more? I do go on. The four next ceremonies will... Me sleepy, yawn. Poor little tyke. Yes, yes, shut those new eyes.
Sirs, is Mr. Robert safe?
Isn't he in their hands?
He said, Uni, take me out riding later, for I limp now.
Sad, 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 and strange how such loss turns to profit.
We lost our proud ivory horn.
Oh, so you had horns then?
The old ones did, twisted and long and useless.
Oh, yet legend says any spring you dipped your horn into was cleansed of venom.
Well, we were of the white.